This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Today's U.S. Supreme Court decision on Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health has sent the future of abortion access to the states. CPR's Benta Berklin reports Colorado law allows abortion regardless of the U.S. Supreme Court decision.
This year, Democratic state lawmakers actually went a step further and passed a law that explicitly states women in Colorado have a right to an abortion. So Democrats enshrined what was the practice already in Colorado into state law. Governor Jared Polis signed that bill in April.
CPR's Benta Berklin. Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette led a group of lawmakers to the Supreme Court earlier today, saying they will work to protect women's health care options in the wake of the decision.
And at the ballot box in November, we are going to elect politicians who will make sure every woman in this country has the same ability, whether they live in California, Colorado, or whether they live in Alabama, Texas, or Oklahoma.
Colorado Republican lawmakers have applauded the Supreme Court's decision. The Stanley Cup is in Denver today. That's because the Colorado Avalanche are one victory away from winning the NHL championship and keeping the legendary trophy in Denver for the next year. Phil Pritchard is known as the keeper of the cup and takes care of the NHL's top prize.
Nothing against the other sports. They make a new Super Bowl every year. They make a new World Series trophy. They make a new basketball trophy every year. And Stanley Cup, there's only one.
Face-off is tonight at 6 p.m. The Avs lead the Tampa Bay Lightning 3-4. This is CPR News and KRCC. We have continuing coverage of the decision to overturn Roe v. Wade at CPR.org and right here.